he wrote a novel that was advertised on, you know, various racist websites called Hyperborean Home. And he put a big series of articles related to the white supremacist movement on another website that's well known to us. So we had known for some time Farnham O'Reilly as an activist in the white supremacist movement, as a person who, you know, sort of supported it, gave money, wrote about it. So he was, you know, an important figure to us in that movement.
So for this genre, if you will, is there anything unusual about his writings that stuck out?
Well, I mean, I would say a couple things. One, they were pretty educated, the writings of Farnham O'Reilly, and they talked to some fundamental issues in the white supremacist movement having to do with fundraising and really actually building a movement on the ground. In other words, moving people, say, to, you know, white people to a community where they could live together. And it was, you know, relatively practical stuff compared to a lot of kind of bold racist rants that you see on websites. So we at least knew that Farnham O'Reilly was an educated person.
So take me then through the thought process. Besides just identifying this person as a writer in this genre, then what about him and his writings made you want to start finding out exactly who was behind this pen name?
Well, we started getting more concerned about Farnham O'Reilly about 2 years ago when he began to assert things in his writing about how he was providing things like mortgages to white families to move them to Idaho. So his activities had moved beyond just sort of discussing ideology or politics or, you know, white supremacist theory to actually building a movement. And we've been reporting for some time on what are called pioneered Little Europe communities. These are communities of whites who are gathering in places like Montana and then with Farnham in Idaho. And so that's what really sparked our interest to look further into it.
How exactly do you go about figuring out who a person like this really is?
Well, you get a lot of clues about people from what they post on the internet, where they say that they live. You can tell things about their job. A lot of this stuff becomes inadvertent. And, you know, we have lots and lots of files going back many, many years about white supremacists. About 25,000 people are in our files. And we were able to start lining up addresses and locations. Of course, we weren't able to verify that Tim Folke was Farnham O'Reilly until we approached him and he admitted it.
After you had wrapped up your investigation, you reached out to his son. What did Kurt Folke say?
Well, I did. I called Kurt Folke because I'd gotten one of the last emails I got from Tim, his father, was sounded kind of desperate, and I was starting to get concerned that something terrible could happen. I didn't know. And Kurt was just absolutely adamant that, A, the family had done nothing about what Tim was up to, and that they had nothing to do with this, that they were horrified. They just could not believe that, you know, Dad had been writing all this extremely racist and anti-Semitic material, and that they had essentially disowned him. The mother, Tim's mother, was going to divorce his father, and he was going to shut down the business, the CPA business, as it stood, so he could distance himself from his father's beliefs.
Heidi, this is a type of writing that very few people pay much attention to. So why, to those of us who don't, does it matter who's writing white supremacist essays and books?
Well, because at the end of the day, you know, this country has an ugly history with white supremacy. And these people, I'm not saying Tim Folke particularly, but people in this movement have committed incredible acts of violence, hate crimes, and so on. I mean, it's a threat, a domestic terrorism threat, this movement. And so it's really important for people to know who these people are, where they are. And given the fact that Tim Folke was providing funds to this movement, according to his, you know, his writings, that's of great concern. We don't want white supremacy to be successful. It played a powerful role in American history and brought nothing but tears. And that's why this is important.